This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is sending additional warships and thousands of Marines to the Middle East to increase security in the wake of Iranian attempts to seize commercial ships there. U.S. officials say Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin approved the deployment of the USS Bataan Amphibious Readiness Group and the 26th Marine Expeditional Unit to the Gulf region. The readiness group consists of three ships, including the Bataan, an amphibious assault ship. An expeditional unit usually consists of about 2,500 Marines. Iran tried to seize two oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz early this month, opening fire on them. Russia pounded Ukraine's southern cities with drones and missiles for a third consecutive night, keeping Odessa in its crosshairs after a bitter dispute over the end of a wartime deal that allowed Ukraine to send grain through the key Black Sea port. Ukrainian officials said Thursday that the strikes killed at least two people in Odessa. At least 19 people, including a child, were injured in a nearby city. Russia has targeted Ukrainian critical grain export infrastructure since it vowed retribution this week for an attack that damaged a crucial bridge between Russia and Moscow annexed Crimean Peninsula. Strikes have helped drive up food prices in countries facing hunger. A gunman opened fire on terrified workers on a construction site in downtown Auckland, killing two people hours before New Zealand hosted the first game of the Women's World Cup. And the man was found dead, and authorities say his motive appeared to be connected to his previous work at the site. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins said the shooting was an isolated act in the FIFA tournament opened as scheduled with a game between the home team and Norway.